Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the year where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Sukkah 24, going beyond the idea of stars and role models and walls, talking about how a wall can be a partition. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, Rav Meir holds that any partition that is not made by man is not a valid partition. So an animal is not a valid partition. We need to have something that is a good partition that should really be man-made in order to qualify as a partition. The idea of a machitza, how in shul, in synagogue, we have separate sides for men and women. There's a machitza, there's a partition separating the sides. And in life, there should be a machitza, there should be a separation, a partition between different aspects of your life. You should make sure to be apart from the secular society, the secular culture around you. You should inculcate yourself with your own dalet amos, with your own walls, with your own partitions to be apart from the society around you. You know, I work in the school system. I work in the public schools. I'm an OT for the city, for the DOE. Many times I talk about how I work for the city. Interestingly, I work in summer now, and I have my own room. They gave me my own little room, and it's very interesting to think how I am a set aside and apart from the whole school. It's as if the whole school is on one side of the partition and I'm on the other side of the partition. And for most of the day that I'm there, the day is only 6.5 hours long to begin with in the summer. But all the time I'm seeing kids remotely in the school, my door is closed so that I can have the privacy to see the kids. But I feel like I'm set aside. I feel like I'm partitioned off. And I feel like I'm Aver Hayarden. I feel like I'm the Ivri in the school. I'm the Jewish person in the school. Inside the school, I wear a kippah. Outside the school, for security, safety reasons, I always wear a hat on the subway, on the train, walking around. But in the school, I have the kippah. I have the partition of my school. A lot of people eat lunch together. I don't. My first day I came, everyone made a huge baby shower for a person there. I sat in the room by myself, partitioned aside, eating my shmachi bread or whatever I brought while they're having a lavish, extravagant situation, thinking how there's a partition separating us from them, how we are aside, set aside from them. Even if they eat in front of you, if you're in a non-Jewish office, a non-Jewish place, do you eat with the people around you, or do you set yourself aside, not seeming antisocial, not being mean, having the manners, but still having your own set-aside space? We talk about partitions, we talk about machitzas in our life. We have to have the machitzas, we have to have the partitions from secular society around us in order to inculcate ourselves and cocoon ourselves and make sure that we have the influences not affect us in the wrong way, God forbid. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 25 here on the TTD.